Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Connection with your host, Mike Davis. Have you considered how to develop your ability to contact the life you're after?
Are there times you sense someone around you?
Do you sometimes feel that you are not alone?
Would you like to develop your own spirituality?
Then stay tuned and call in to ask Mike to help you on your journey.
Remember, on Spiritual Connection, Mike is here to help.
Mike can also connect you to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Ring in on 760-283-4611.
Or if you're outside of the USA, ring on 001-760-283-4611.
Or press the Skype button.
And here's your host, Mike Davis.
Hi and welcome to Spiritual Connections. I'm Kerry, who'll be hosting the show tonight. And alongside me, I have a special guest.
Well, hello, Kerry.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How do you?
I'm good, thank you.
How does it feel on that side?
It's a little bit different, this side of the studio. Let's put it that way. But, you know, you're here to interview me, so bring it on.
Well, where shall we start?
Wherever you want.
Well, first, how's your week been?
How has my week been? Well, do I need to answer that question live on air?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's been a pretty okay-ish week, shall we say? You know, we've had plenty of ups and downs in this week. It's been lots going on. Let's put it that way.
Like what?
Don't know. Well, I know Monday went and done a wonderful church called the Footsteps Spiritualist Centre. There was a wonderful packed audience. I know you came along there with me, sat in the chair and had a feel of what it was like on the other side of the room, just like I'm having the feeling what it's like the other side of the room tonight. It was a nice service. So there was, over 100 people there, I think. And I think I give a very good service of the spirit world. So, it was definitely a good week. And, you know, just general life the rest of the week, you know. In fact, I wasn't not supposed to be here tonight.
You weren't, no?
No, I was supposed to be out elsewhere doing some other work for the spirit world, but obviously they've chosen for me to be here tonight, and here I am.
And what a pleasure it is.
Well, it is.
You've also had some news this week, haven't you, come out?
Right, yes, of course, I forgot all about that.
How can you forget that?
I know, I was so excited for it to come out, and then all of a sudden I forget. How silly am I? Well, let's talk about that because, excuse me, the news that came out this week was on Monday, I believe. Was it Monday?
I think so.
Yeah, on Monday we had our my first ever, it was my first interview with a magazine. I've done several interviews, but this one was all about how I become involved in spiritualism and how I became to be awarded my award, the national award for the UK for best medium of the UK, and then going on to the Mike Spirit FM, how I developed the Mike Spirit FM network, and where it goes from there, we just don't know. So that's out in it's fate. No, it's Take a Break. The magazine is still on sale. Take a Break, Fate and Fortune. On page 24, I can't forget that number because it's been drummed into me so many times. Page 24, and there's some lovely pictures in there. There's a picture of me, as I am now, I suppose, right at the very beginning. A picture of me when I was 17. I must say, what a handsome chap. You need to buy that just to see me, Mike Davis, in my glory years when I was 17. Would you believe I was that age when I started working for the spirit world? It takes me back, it really does. And that's how old I was, 17. when I started. And so there's a picture there. There's a picture of me when I'm receiving my award for the best male medium, sorry, not best male, but best medium of the UK back in 2009. And a picture of me in Studio One. With the Mike Spirit FM logo there, right in the window of Studio One. So, yeah. Compare, page 24. Take a break. It's Fate and Fortune.
Is there any left in the shop?
Well, you know, saying that, you know, last month, we was looking in the shops, and we did go through several different magazines, you know, and to find out where to it is. And last month, there was lots of issues left on the shelves, wasn't there?
There was, yeah.
And, you know, every shop we went in, we said, oh, let's have a look in this one. And I remember you saying to me, it's not going to be no different in this shop to what is the next. And I said, but let's just look. And every shop we went in, there was Take a Break, Fate and Fortune, there. Now this week, that article come out. Fortunately, we bought a copy of it the day it came out, so we have a copy ourselves. But my family has asked me to get them a copy of the magazine. And do you think I can find one on the shelves anywhere?
No.
Can't find them anywhere. Now, that doesn't mean, and let's not take this the wrong way, it doesn't mean because I'm in there, they've sold out. Nice thought. Really is. but every shop we've been into, they have sold out of every one of them. So you never know. You never know.
Well, there's someone being cheeky about your pictures in the chat room. He's going to use it as a dartboard.
Well, you know, I'm a little bit disgruntled about that because I can't get in the chat room at the moment. I'm down as a guest. But I can see this person saying about using as a dartboard.
That's not very nice.
It's not. And, you know, this is a guy that is supposed to be my friend. And I say supposed to be. This is a guy that I'd done an audition with. Back in, I think it was 2010. I'd done some TV auditions for a ghost investigation team, and I auditioned as a medium. And he was there, and I met him in person. And you know, because he was being cheeky to me there, I'm going to be cheeky to him now, because you know, the first day I met him, Kerry, he was sat on his own, on a chair, by a table, shaking like a little leaf. Because he was so nervous, and I was sat there enjoying myself, listening to the music, enjoying the atmosphere and the ambience of just sitting in this lovely old pub, and Mick Green was there with a bag of nerves. I don't think he had any nails left, bless his heart. And I have no sympathy for him now because he wants to use my pictures as a dartboard. I'm sure he'd take about, look what he's put. Love you really, Mike. No.
He's going to have to say that because you're going to be seeing him soon.
I am, yeah. He's kind of got me to agree to do a charity night with him. And actually, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I really am. You know, I love working for charity, as you know. I do lots of charity work up and down this country, all over this country. In the last 21 years, I've been doing charity work from the offset, and will always do charity work. It's something that's close to my heart. You know, I do a lot of charity work for a charity that is close to my heart. Excuse me. And this charity is called the Bedwest Penguin Swimming Club, and I do it twice a year. Now, the Bedwest Penguin Swimming Club is a charity that's close to me because, and I say because, my niece and my nephews are a member of the Bedwest Penguin Swimming Club. Now, the name says it all in itself, a swimming club. If you have a disability, whether it's, it doesn't matter whether you're a child, an adult, it doesn't matter. If you have a disability, there's a place you can go to have swimming lessons and learn how to swim and to be entered into galas. Now, what galas are, it's like all the clubs come together and swim in competitions and they win medals and trophies and so on. But to put a gala on, it costs over £1,000 to put a gala on. Would you believe that?
I didn't know that.
Over £1,000. And they're a club that has no funding off no one. All the money that they have, it's raised by the mothers, the fathers, the support workers and everybody else that goes there. And, you know, because my niece and my nephews go there, that's how I know about the charity. And, you know, it was only the one time they asked me would I do it. And obviously I jumped at the chance and said, yes, of course I will. And I've done quite a few charity events for that charity and love working for them.
That's nice.
It is, you know, and it's even nicer when you think that, you know, we can offer that, we can do that. Because, you know, these people that teaches people that has a disability, you know, they religiously are there every single week. Week after week, month after month, year after year, teaching someone how to swim. You know, and I think to myself, it's 2 hours of my life to go along and do a charity night. And, you know, 2 hours of my life is nothing compared to what these people do and how hard these children and adults try. And they, you know, my niece and my nephews, my gosh, you go down to their house and there's trophies everywhere and there's medals everywhere. You're walking through the door and they just bang, hit you in the face, you know, because... Well, you know, they are proud of themselves. They really are, and I'm proud of them. But it's nice to be able to do that for them. And I know Mick Green has posted in the chat room as well as the 13th of September. So, yeah, Mick, we'll be looking forward to doing that. And, you know, we'll have fun. That's what it's about, isn't it? Having fun.
It is, yeah.
You know, I'm a little bit intrigued here. What questions you got lined up for me? Because I know that you've... got a few popped down there. I can't even see the other side of the desk here. You know, Studio One is it's laid out like this that I can't see there and you can't see here. So
my space, your space.
Well, this is true. So, you know, I'm this side, so I'm intrigued about these questions. What are you gonna ask me?
It's not just me. Okay. People, other people can get involved, they can phone in on the Skype, they can ask in the chat room, they can all join in and ask.
Well, so people are gonna ask questions for me to answer about me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
So, which is a listening? You can phone in on Skype or chat room.
Or even the telephone number, I suppose.
Which I think Mike can give the number.
Okay, well, the numbers you need to dial is 760-283-4611. And so if people are in the USA... Dial outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Dial carefully. But, Kerry, what you need to mention is that if they are ringing in on Skype, they need to be in the Blog Talk Radio because, you know, we are live in Blog Talk Radio. We're live in Mike Spirit FM. We're live in GH Talk Radio. We're live in Spreaker. We're live in so many different ways. People need to know where they can find that Skype button. Now, how they find the Skype button is by simply going to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpirit FM.
See, you can keep us on my toes as well.
Well, this is true. And they will go there and up the top of that page, they'll see the Skype button. Press it. It comes straight through to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do it. Simple, isn't it?
Simple as that.
You know, it's only simple when you know how, isn't it?
I'm still learning.
I'm here.
Yeah, I've got a lot to learn.
Okay, so are we going to have some of these questions? I'm trying my hardest to see the other side of the desk, and I can't.
Well, where do we start? Firstly, how long have you been doing this for?
Okay, well, I've already answered that one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've been working for the Spirit World just over 20, well, it's coming up. 21 years in the next, I think, the next four or five months.
It's a long time, isn't it?
It is. So it is about 20 and a half years, if you can look at the... Actually, it's not. It's probably 21 years around now, because we are in... Yes, it is. It's 21 years now, this month. My gosh, I sound old. I feel old. 21 years, you know? Yeah, it's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, but it doesn't seem that long.
You know, it doesn't really, because it's you know, being 37 now, I suppose it's I've done this more than half of my life. You know, work the mathematics out, 21 years, I'm 37, you know, so 70 when I started, so, you know, it's over half my life, way over half my life I've been doing this. So to me, it's second nature. It's something that I do without even thinking of. It's something I love, like I loved at day one, and I wouldn't change it, like I wouldn't change it from day one. It's something that, it's just a natural process, so... For me, no, it doesn't seem that long because it's what I do.
Oh. So what made you want to become and get involved with the mediumship?
I didn't.
You didn't?
No. This spirit world kind of frightened me. It scared me. My dad told me it was a load of rubbish. Dad told me it's in people's minds. I believe my dad. And my mum said, no, you go. And, you know, because it's okay. So I had the one side, my dad saying to me, no, it's wrong. My mum saying, yes, it's right. So, you know, it's always been a part. And it always will be a part. And, you know, I just adore. But to answer your question, what made me got involved in it, it's more to the point of how I become involved in it. Because, you know, I went to a local spiritualist church one day for a laugh because my mum and dad's friend, I was up there, their home, which actually it's not far from where we are right now in Studio One. You know, as you know, it's avenues and so on.
Yeah.
Now, let me explain to you, and I know it would only be you would understand this, because obviously people that's listening will know. But if I give you an idea, okay? Now, you know, as you go out to the street, so just envision you're taking me to work.
Yeah.
Okay? You know the bridge that connects?
Yeah.
Just up the top there. But come back onto the estate of where we are. So... okay, I know that she wouldn't mind me saying, you know where Nicola lives?
Yeah.
You go right to the top there. There's a little roundabout, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
On that roundabout, right opposite you, if you're driving down Nicola Street, okay, there's a house there. And that used to be my mum's and dad's friend's house. And I can name them because, bless their hearts, they're no longer with us. John and Anne Frodgham, okay? And John and Anne lived there for many, many, many years. And because they knew my mum and dad, they knew me, and I was always welcome in their home. And being 17, you can imagine now, you know what it's like here in Wales, lots of rain, lots of rain.
I found that out.
Yes, you did, the hard way. So it was raining, and they saw me outside, and they said, come in, Michael, come in and have a cup of tea and warm up. So I did. I sat there, and John said to me, well, yeah, have a cigarette. I know you smoke. So I was like, oh, cheers. So I lit up a cigarette and had a cup of tea. And no, Paul, there's not a lot of shit. had a cigarette, sat there, and without me realizing, before I knew, I'd probably smoked about 5 or 6 cigarettes and drunk about 7 or 8, 9 cups of tea. And it became a regular thing to go to John and Anne's house. Now, I went there on a Sunday because it was raining, and this is the full version now that you're going to get, what's in that magazine, and the true version, and you'll see how it's not twisted, because it's not, but you'll see the difference between the magazine article to the version of what happened. I went to his home, and he said to me on a Sunday, okay, Michael, it's time you have to go now, because I'm going to church. And I laughed. And I remember, picture the scene, being 17, envision it, being 17. Somebody says to me, you have to go, I'm going to church. Maybe not as polite as that, but obviously I'm not going to swear. This is my rule of my Spirit FM. It's, you need to go now, you need to off, because I'm going to church. And I laughed, just as you just did there, with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. And I said, oh, you're having a laugh. I said, you don't go to church. You drink, you smoke, you swear. Why would you go to church? He said to me, you have to go. I'm going to church. I said, all right, whatever. So I thought he just wanted to get rid of us. Saying that to me and my friend. So we leaves. And the week after, he decides, I'm going back there to see if he says the same thing. So we go, it was like an hour or so early. And he welcomed us in the house, sat there, the cigarettes, drunk tea. And the same time, he said, you have to go. I'm going to church. I said, you're having a laugh. You really are. You're not going to church. You want to get rid of me for something. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll take you in the car because I just passed my test. Okay, so I was 17 and maybe 4 months because my uncle taught me to drive. Okay, and so I take him in the car. I'm driving down the street and I'm thinking, yeah, I know what a church looks like. It's got big towers, it's got clocks, it's got, you know, ding dongs going on, you know, at every hour and everything else. So I'm thinking, there is no church in the Brand. What is he on about? So I'm driving down there. And he says, just by you, drop me off by you. I dropped him off. And imagine this. I mean, you know what a pivot edge is. I went up there. And them silly things you've got to keep cutting every couple of weeks, well, every couple of days around here. Drops him off as a pivot edge, and there's a building. And what it looks like to be, like a little community center. And I now know it's an old age pensions complex. So I drops him off. And he says to me, pick me up at so-so and so-so time. I said, oh, all right then. So I picked him up, and now I was intrigued of what he went in there for. And I thought he was in there drinking, smoking, and everything else, you know, meeting some mates, having a few pints. So I says to him, next week I'm coming in with you. Because I didn't believe he was going to church. I thought there was something more to this than I just want to get rid of you. So the week after I went in, now outside it looked like a building. Nothing spectacular, just a building. Inside was a little bit different. Inside was set out like a church, like rows of seats, cinema style. There was, I know that you've been to several of these evenings with me now, Kerry. And there was a top table, if you can imagine. There was a tablecloth over it, which had a nice cross on the tablecloth and a nice cross on the table, a nice Bible. So it looked like a church inside. No stained glass windows, mind. But inside it looked something like a church. So I sat there. And believe you me, I've never been so scared in my entire life. This medium came in and started working. And I was like, how can he tell you something about your life if he's never met you? Now, my mind was working overtime. See, and this is where I didn't even understand mediumship. I didn't want to be a medium. I just wanted to find out what was going on. Now, after the night, I wanted to know how this man did it. As I said, 17, picture the scene, naive, think you know it all.
Curious
as well. So I thought, I know. He obviously meets them outside. You would tell the medium everything about your life. He'll go inside, get up on the platform, make himself look good. He pressed the job done. Perfect. Now, that's a wonderful theory for a 17-year-old. So the week after, I goes again, and I sit and I stand outside, obviously smoking a few cigarettes, stood outside. The medium came in, walked straight past me, and went in the church. I was like, so how can he do it? And he hasn't talked to no one. I thought, oh, it's simple. They meet him uptown throughout the week. So there's no way I can get uptown because I was apprentice bricklayer at the time. And obviously I had to be in work. and there's no way I could hang around uptown all day. And to hang around in the town centre, it'd be silly. I could be up the top, he could be down the bottom. So I was thinking, I'm never going to find out. So they announced that next week's speaker is going to be from, because they always say from, and it was from away, so they had to travel to come to the church. You'd travel a few hours in the car. And I thought, well, they're not going to go uptown for a certain day in hoping that somebody might be in. I thought, no, that's silly. That's not even a theory even worth thinking of. So the medium came in, and incidentally, they were late. They were stuck in traffic or something, and they were late. So the service had already started. The medium come in. The person that started the service stood to the side, let the medium carry on and give good evidence. So it was like, but how? Is there really something there? Is there something like life after death? Is this real? So I goes along and I think to myself, I might come back next week. I'm thinking it's during the service. And it was announced that next week's speaker is going to be an open circle. But, ooh, she sounds strange. What's an open circle? So I goes there to find out what an open circle is. Now, I says to my mate John, I said, what's an open circle? Ah, we'll sit in the circle, bud. And that's what he said to me. Ah, we'll sit in the circle. So I'm thinking, oh, what's the difference of sitting in a circle than what we would in cinema seating? So we sit in the circle and we start doing this little meditation. We start doing some little bits and pieces, and people started working. Well, there was a bona fide medium there that had been working for quite a few years. Actually, there was two of them there. And the one lady is called Gwen Vesp. And the other lady is called Edwina Pickering. And I was sat next to Edwina. And all night, she kept nudging me all night long and asking me questions. And she was doing my head in, if I'm honest. Remember now, picture scene 17. She was doing my head in, nudging me. Who normally works? Who does this? Who does that? I was like, just leave me alone. I don't know. So I said, well, she does a bit and he does a little something. And I don't know what she does, but she stands up sometimes. So why didn't you stand up? And I laughed. I said, you're having a hell of a joke. I don't do this kind of stuff. I said, go on, stand up your feet, have a go. I said, have a go at what? She said, well, what do you feel? I said, nothing. I said, and out it came, I've got a bloody headache, I said to her. And, she laughed at me. I said, you have to have a bit more decorum than that. I said, oh, okay, I've got a headache. And she said, no, stand up on your feet and say it. I said, you're having a laugh, I ain't doing it. So anyway, she nudged. And I thought, if I don't stand up on my feet, I'm going to say something to this woman. Or have her outside or something. Because she was standing to annoy me. So I stood up my feet. And I never felt so embarrassed in my entire life. As I said, there was 30, 40 people there. 17, I was really shy, really nervous. Wouldn't even look somebody in the face when I was speaking to them. And I stood on my feet and I said, I've got a headache. And I felt stupid. And the lady, the president of the church, she said to me, I can understand that. I've been suffering with migraines for the last few weeks. And out of embarrassment, I sat down. And when she nudged me, I just ignored her and turned my head the other way. So she knew that she couldn't speak to me anymore. After the end of the night, she invited me to an awareness class. And my friend John said to me, Michael, you have to go because I've been waiting for an opportunity like this for years. So I can't believe you've come in for 2 minutes and you've had an opportunity. You've got to go for it. So I can't be bothered. I'm not interested. I don't want to know about it. She says to me, you have to go. I said, I'll think about it. And this is a Friday night. Friday night's meant to be, off with the boys, enjoying myself, I'm meant to be in a church. So I thought. So I found myself at this open awareness class where Gwen welcomed me and she recognized me straight away and recognized John. She said, you have to listen to my voice and we're going into meditation. So when she said to me, we're going to go on a little journey, I thought, oh, here we go. I got to go out now outside, start walking with somebody. And I thought, I can't be dealing with this. I thought, if we go outside, I'm getting in the car and I'm going. She said, now close your eyes and envision yourself being outside. I thought, whoa, what's this envision? So I just went along with it. And I thought, I'm just going to do this for a laugh because this is funny. And I sat there and I went along. And, before I knew it, just as we got outside, gone. I thought I fell asleep, if I'm honest with you. Because I followed her to this particular place she took me in my mind, if you like. So that's what a meditation is. So it's a mind thing that you just let your mind wander off. Just you're drifting off to sleep and you're just a semi-conscious state. That's where I were. And I could see all sorts of things happening. I could see this wartime zone thing. And I was like, where is this coming from? This is bizarre. But the only way I can describe it to you, and I would imagine lots of the listeners would understand, it was like watching a TV screen. Okay, so you sit there, watch telly. That's what it was like. So when we come back from this meditation, she went around everyone in the room and came to me last and said, Michael, what was you aware of? I went, I don't know, I think I went asleep. She said, tell me what you saw. So I was describing this war zone, this man that I could see. And there was a guy in front of me. And you know when somebody is laughing and their shoulders are going up and down and their head is going a little bit?
Yeah.
I thought, I'm going to hit him if he carries on. Because I thought he was laughing at me. You know, because I was seeing this thing that I'm going to have him outside. And this was my thought. I'm going to have him. So he turned around. And when he turned around, he didn't flood the tears. I was thinking, that's not laughing, that's crying. What are you crying for? And he said to me that he's been waiting for his dad for 20 years to come through, and I was the only person that's ever described his dad to him. He shook my hand, and you know, I felt, I can't say I felt eased. I can't, there was no anger in me for this man. It was like, I was upset for him because he was crying. And I just didn't realize what I had just done. And that's the first time I ever communicated to the spirit world. So that was a clear clear sentience, because I was sensed there, clairvoyance, because I've seen it, okay? So that's when I first started working for the spirit world. Now, but when I went home, I didn't actually go straight home. I dropped John off first, my friend, because he came with me. And I was outside his house. Now, you know where I just described the little roundabout on the top of the estate there?
Yes.
Right there, okay? I came out. And I heard some commotion in the street. Now, a few doors down, my nan and my granddad lived. Same street. So just at the end, or if you walk up this way, you've got the park.
Yeah.
You've got that slight hill just by there. My nan and granddad lived, and John just lived just behind there. And I heard some commotions come up the street. And I thought, I'm going to hang around now, because it's like 10:30. My nan and grandfather's in bed. And, you know, I'm going to see who's making the noise. Because if they are, I'm going to sort them out. And lo and behold, some of the friends that, you know, they used to come to the church with me. And the one boy, I said, oh, keep it down in there. Nan and grandchildren were there. Ah, yeah, we just had a... I said, oh, and by the way, you still owe me £2 to the one boy. I know I was apprentice, mind. Okay, I was earning £29.50 a week. I was running a car. Don't ask me how I'd done it, mind, because I never know. I paid my lodge, run a car, and managed to smoke cigarettes. I don't know how I'd done it, but I did. But £2 was £2, and it was a lot of money, really. Going back 20 years ago, because £2 would buy you 20 cigarettes easily.
Yeah.
Okay. So £2 was a lot of money, because them 20 cigarettes would last me 4 or 5 days. So really, it was like at least half a week's worth of cigarettes to me. So that £2 was important. And, you know, as a group of people there, you know, we started fighting, okay, you know, fists and everything else, you know. And after about, 10 minutes, I got bored. And I was like, look, just give me my £2 and be done with it. So he starts pushing me and everything else again. So he went. He just disappeared. And then he came back out of his house with a baseball bat. He's going to do me over this baseball bat. And the baseball bat got taken off him. Okay, so he had no baseball bat. So then he went back inside the house. And when he came back out, I heard... he was stood in front of me. He said, I'm going to finish this once and for all. I thought, oh, here we go. I'm going to have my £2 now. Because, you know, that's all I wanted. And I heard a voice as clear as you can hear mine saying, and it was like this. Watch the knife. Gentle whisper. Watch the knife. That's all I heard. And I turned to my right-hand side to look to who had said, watch the knife. And as I just slightly turned, I felt something. I don't know what it was until I looked down. I looked down and there was blood rushing out of my body like you wouldn't believe. He had pulled a knife out and stabbed me. And if I didn't turn, that knife would have hit the vital heart organ, which I wouldn't be here. I was fighting for my life in hospital for quite a few hours. When I got to the hospital, they told the doctors told my mum that I'm not going to make the night. You know, try and make me as comfortable as they can to, you know, for my last goodbyes. And as you can imagine, the whole family came and everybody else came, and I was like, what are you all doing here? What's the matter with you all? But the way that knife went in, it, as I said, it's a hair, like the thickness of your hair, up, down, left, right, whichever way, I wouldn't be here. I believe, well, I know I hear that voice, watch the knife. So I went back to this church where they are claim to hear voices of spirit. And obviously they all knew about it. I went back to the church and the first thing they said to me was, what on earth are you doing here? Now, this happened on the Friday. On the Wednesday, I was back in the church because I wanted to know what was going on, obviously. So they all asked me, what was I doing there? And I said, you know, I'm here because I want to know what I heard. And quickly established that, you know, when we sat in circle that night, that it was a guide of mine. And quickly established this was an Indian guide that I had that came through and said, watch the knife. And I had a gentle whisper voice. And as that, you know, as soon as we realized it was the Indian guide, we knew it was a guide of mine that came and basically saved my life as far as I'm concerned, you know. But John, bless him, he's passed away and so is his wife. But if it wasn't for his wife, because his wife saved my life. Now, she was a very large woman, okay, not that I'm making fun of her because I'm not, but she was a very large woman. And she seen this knife going in. She didn't run to me. She ran back into the home. And we're out within seconds. And I've never seen someone move so quick in my life. But she had this big gauze plaster. And she wrapped it around my body. And she bear hugged me. And she wouldn't let me go until the ambulance arrived. Which obviously stemmed the bleeding, stopped the flow of blood. Because the volume of blood I was losing, the space of time I was losing, I would have been dead before the ambulance got there, because I would have lost the whole 8 pints of blood that your body would have consumed. So she saved my life. So, you know, I'd never be grateful for her and John. Even though they're not here, there's not a day goes by I don't thank my lucky stars, you know, for Spirit, for Anne, and for John. But that's when I first started, because I wanted to know. So I never really wanted to be a medium. But then, when I wanted to know, it kind of escalated. This seeing got a bit stronger, this hearing got stronger, the feelings got stronger. And, you know, one day I was asked, would I take part of a spiritualist church service? And I went, nah, that's not for me. I don't want to do that. They said, well, why on earth are you training to do it if you don't want to do it? I went, oh, all right, I'll do it then. You know, remember, I'm still 17 at that time. Well, I'll do it then. Eh? So, you know, anything for a quiet life. And so I takes part of the service. And Kelly, that was 21 years ago. The phone still has not stopped ringing from that day to this. I have been happy to do it. I've loved doing it. I loved it. I mean, I've worked for, I know that Mick said that we're doing a charity night with Mick. I work for every charity under the sun. I worked for cancer, women's cancer, men's cancer. I worked for AIDS. I worked for every charity you can think of. The swimming club. I've worked for schools. I've done things for youth clubs. I've done things for rugby clubs. I've done things for football clubs. For every single thing you can think of, I've done a charity night for them. And, you know, the spiritualist churches, you know, for weeks, months, years, I was out 7 nights a week consecutive, night after night after night, working for the spirit world. And always have been happy to do it. Still work a full-time job, even to today. Well, you know, you took me there earlier on. So, you know, even still working a full-time job, I still do that as well. Because I think, you know, when the time is right, the spirit world will either stop me doing one thing and put all my energies into the other, or they'll just leave me as I am because I'm happy in the way I'm doing it, you know. Yes, I still do my world tours. I love working around the world. You know, I love working in America, Norway, Spain. And, you know, I still love working everywhere, you know. And this, actually, this year, Kelly, things are different this year. I've got 2 American tours to do this year. Two different places in America. We've got, I know I've already worked in Norway this year. But we've also got another Norwegian tour in a different part of Norway coming very, very soon. And this is going to be somewhere down the a different part of Norway. Obviously, we was up in Bergen-ish last year. This time, we're going down to South Norway, down to Oslo. I'm looking forward to going to Oslo very soon, actually. You know, we just need to finalize dates. You know, it may not be until next year. We need to finalize things, make sure that it fits in my diary, in their diary, So I'm looking forward to going to Oslo very, very soon. And obviously, you know, New Hampshire, that's coming up very quick. Florida, my God, that'll be up on us before we know about it. Back into Spain at the end of the year, you know, in the sun, really. You know, and I love working in the sun. I really do. Particularly when I went to Florida. You know, when I went to Florida last week, I used the worst thing.
You can take a breath, you know.
No. 2 weeks in Florida working for the spirit world. And it was 90 degrees and 100% humidity. I caught a cold on the second week. Isn't that bad?
It's terrible.
But I still work.
Different climate.
Well, you know, you got to get used to it.
You're not used to it.
This is true.
I'm surprised at you, really, because you don't like the cold, so the heat should have been all right for you.
Well, actually, I suffer with the heat a bit because, you know, being a bricklayer, working outside, you know, the heat is, I guess, too much for me sometimes. But I loved it. I really did. And look forward to this year.
So much going on.
So much going on. So little time to do it.
So many plans.
But love every minute of it. And that's the main important part of it all, isn't it?
It is. I've got a question.
Okay.
I know this is from Sean. I should be dying to ask this over the air in front of everybody who's listening.
This is your daughter, Shauna.
Yeah, my daughter.
Shauna.
Yeah.
12-year-old Shauna sat over there listening. Yeah.
She's wrote it down. She's dying to get this question out. I don't know why. Because it was funny to us, but embarrassing, wasn't it?
Hang on a minute. The same Shauna that asked me when I go to school because she knows a famous person.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Okay.
What was either you or the dog?
The tick dog.
No, I've got to take Layla now.
Well, that's okay.
No, she's the worst.
Tick dog and Layla. She can ride on his back. Yeah. Big enough, isn't it?
Oh, that's terrible. She wants to know, what's the funniest question you've been asked?
Wow. To do with spirit or every day-to-day life?
I don't know. Should we bring her on? Never ask it. What's she saying? She's dying to ask it herself.
Okay. I can't believe we're going to do this.
What's the funniest thing you've ever been asked in your life?
The funniest thing I've ever been asked has got to be today. Because I was asked the question, and Kerry, as you know, because obviously Kerry and the whole family is with us in Studio One and been with us for a long time and stayed with us for a long time. And Shauna, today you asked me the most ridiculous question I've ever been asked in my entire life. The question that you asked, Shauna, was, is Christmas here the same day it is back at home? Back at home is only up in England, 5 hours away. You know, is it on the same day? I've never heard of any, you know, people in the chat room, please comment on this, you know. Is it right for a 12-year-old to ask, is Christmas on the same day in England as it is in Wales? You know, that's the most ridiculous question I've ever been asked in my entire life. But never mind.
That was funny.
That was a be there moment. You know, you should have put that on camcorder. You know, the 250 quid would have come from you being framed straight away from that one.
Well, I've got Elsie in the chat room. She's asking, have you ever seen anything that you've been frightened by?
Yes, actually, I have. And, you know, the spirit has this wonderful way of working you to a point where you feel tired sometimes, because I remember doing this demonstration in front of a couple of hundred people. And I was stood up on the platform doing my thing, and lo and behold, I saw a young boy running at me with a knife dripping full of blood. And as I just said my story of how I started, it threw me. It really did throw me. You know, I kind of jumped back a little bit and thinking, oh my God, here we go again. Is this my time to go? But first of all, I quite soonly realized that, no, it's not my time to go. It's just someone had passed on to the spirit world through a stabbing. And when I worked with it, why he was running at me with the blood on the knife dripping was he got stabbed. He pulled the knife out and bled to death. And there was the blood dripping off the knife. He came through in perfect evidence but it took me by surprise. So it didn't scare me, but it startled me and threw me off for a little while, let's just say.
I think I would have felt the same.
Mm.
Well, do you think we should play some music now, go to a break?
Oh, why not?
Go in to try and open the phones.
That's fine with me.
Okie dokie. Well, that was If You Came Back From Heaven by Laurie Morgan. Did you like that song?
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed it, yeah.
Elsie helped choose that one today.
Did she?
Yeah.
I was Elsie. I spoke to her for a little while. I miss Elsie. I miss taking the mic out a little bit. How is she doing?
She's in the group, in the chat.
You know, I'm still trying my hardest to get into the chat room here, you know, and it's... Oh, I don't know. It's proven very difficult for me. It really is, because... You know, this is just me, and if I don't go in my usual way, then I can't go in, and everything else just goes wrong.
No, you really are just on the other side tonight.
I am. I'm stuck. I'm confined. I can't do anything. But
Kerry's saying she's got a problem getting in the chat room too.
Well, she's in the chat room. But she had a problem.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Kerry, not your Kerry, this Kerry in the chat room. Kerry, I always have a problem when I'm not the other side of the desk.
Well, can swap if you want to swap.
Oh, no. Please, no.
Oh. You're enjoying that side.
Actually, it's comfortable, this side. It really is. You know, it's all right.
That's all right. I've got the comfy chair tonight.
Let me just answer Anne's question. Who is Mike's spirit then? That's you, Kerry, because you're in charge of the studio. Now, I'm trying to get in as Mike host because that's my account when I'm just, on the show. But obviously, Mike's spirit FM is Kerry because she's on the other side of the desk. I'm trying hard on the laptop and it's just not working.
You're just not used to that laptop.
Well, it is my laptop.
Yeah. But you haven't been on it for that long.
I don't even know what to use it anymore.
Terrible.
Dreadful. Okay.
Right.
Okay, so is there any more questions you want to ask me now?
Sean, I put down, how often do you go to church?
To go as a medium or to go as just to see people work?
I think it's a bit of both.
Okay, well, you know, when I first started, I used to go religiously as often as I could, as many days of the week as I could. But then when I became a medium, it was all the time to work. But now, I go there to work. I go there to take the service. And I don't get much chance these days to go to a church and enjoy a service. I do. And actually, I'm going to do this very soon. I'm not going to let any secrets out just yet because it is... No, it's not a secret. Far from the word. No, I'm going to go Sunday before my show. And I may not do... Yeah, I can do. I can do the two of them because I'm good like that. So, yeah, I'm going to go this Sunday because... Actually, there is a church by me, right by me, actually, that's in need of a little help. So I'm going to go there and help out. Maybe serve teas or coffees, I don't know, whatever. I don't mind that. Enjoy that. Just interact. Love it.
Anne in the chat room, have you ever had an embarrassing encounter with spirit?
Yeah. Personally, no. But a lady that's been on Mike's Spirit FM plenty of times, a lady called Margaret Challenger. And I tell you this about Margaret because Margaret is so prim and proper. She really is. She's a lovely woman, a fantastic medium, a medium that I actually look up to because I think, you know, she is absolutely fantastic and a wonderful ambassador, I would say, for the spirit world. And I remember watching Margaret working in Tree Forest Church, where I was a member of for 15 years, served on the committee for, I don't know, 14 of them years, served as vice president for 3 of them years. But anyway, Margaret was working, and envision this. There's like a metal railing that goes around the platform, and there's a pole with curtains. So it would be like a curtain, as you would know by here. But these are held on by ox. And where Margaret was, like, leaning against and working back and forth, this pole fell down, and the curtain kind of fell down her legs. And she thought that her skirt had fallen down. And she went so red and so embarrassed, but continued working. I made a joke out of it. But me personally, no, I've never had anything embarrassing or anything to embarrass me.
I did 2 weeks ago on the radio with you.
Well, I had an embarrassing moment.
Yeah. I was made to laugh over live radio.
Yeah.
I felt embarrassed.
That's because the spirit will want you to work and you was going, nah, no, 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 I'm not, no, I'm not. So they have their ways and you deny them, they'll get in there somehow.
I felt embarrassed with that.
Well, I expect you did.
Elsa, when we die, do our family that's passed come to get us?
Now, that's a good question, Elsie. It really is. I believe that when we pass on to the spirit world, that yes, we are met by our family, our friends, so that we're never going to be alone. So you leave this life, and the minute that you go into the next life, there is someone there to meet us. Because obviously the spirit world knows when our time is come. They know exactly, you know, whether it's an accident, whether it's a death that's known, they know when we're going to go. So, yes, I believe the spirit world will always be there to meet us when we pass.
Mm-hmm. Should we go to the first caller, do you think?
Why not?
Let's see. Hi, 267, can I take your name, please?
Hello.
Hiya, can I take your name? My name is Melissa.
Melissa. Hi, Melissa. Can I ask where you're calling from? I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Mike, would you like to start this?
Yeah, sorry. Hi, what was your name?
My name is Melissa.
Hey, Melissa. Melissa, what was the reason that you called in for this evening?
I was calling to see what spirit world, the spirit realm I had to say to me.
Okay, well, bear with me a second, and I'll do my very best to build a communication to the spirit world and see where we go. Is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I know I've got a joint with you from the spirit world. That wants to be around you at the moment. I believe that this lady would link towards your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us. I believe that this lady would have suffered for a little while before she passed. I feel maybe a few months she would have suffered for before she passed on to the spirit world. But she makes me aware that it's surprising of how quick that she went downhill really fast, she says, before she passed there. Now, I know that she carries a little bit of weight with her before she passes on to the spirit world. I know that she makes you aware that she got very tired towards the end of her life, almost as if she would have, like, either slipped in and out of consciousness for a while, or she would have been, like, just very, very tired and very sleepy towards the end of her life. Now, as I said, I believe she links towards your mum's side. She's a very much kind of lady before this illness took its toll upon her, that she would be full of life, full of energy, and always was the kind of lady that could deal with things, deal with problems as and when they came. Do you understand of who I have you with me, Melissa?
I'm not so far, but you know, I have to ask my family, but I'm not familiar with that particular lady.
Okay. Well, as I said, she links towards your mum. So I want to go back to the generation. I want to think around your grandmother. And would I be right in saying that the grandmother is from quite a large family? Is that right?
Oh, yes, yes, she is.
Okay, see, because I know that's where she ties, okay? Now, what she's come forward to say there to you, that she's been in your life there, Melissa. She knows exactly of what's going on in your vibration. She talks to me about there's been lots of comings and goings in your life. There's been lots of disappointments, we'll say, within your life. Of late. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
And she talks to me that where this disappointment has been, it's all landed upon your doorstep, and it's all landed upon your lap, because it's down for you to deal with it all, it's down for you to sort it all out, it's down for you to kind of hold the fort for everyone else. Do you understand of that, Melissa?
Yeah.
And, you know, if I said to you that you're kind of pulling your hair out with what to do next and how to overcome these issues within your life. And if I said to you that, you know, the hardest thing that you're dealing with or battling with, should I say, these people are supposed to be those that is the closest to you. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
And I want to say that, you know, you have to follow your gut feeling, because I know that's where the spirit world inspires you. That's where this lady inspires you. You know, she talks to me there, Melissa, about that you understand the spirit world in some way yourself. Do you understand of this?
Oh, yes, I do.
Good, because she says to me that you're able to connect with them like I'm doing. I don't know if it's the same way as I'm doing it, but you're able to connect with them in some way yourself. Is that right?
Yeah.
See, and she says to me that that's getting stronger now. Do you understand it's getting stronger? The feelings, the vibration is getting stronger. It's all coming a bit closer around you at the moment. Is that right?
That would be lovely. I haven't pretty much noticed it, but that would be lovely if it is happening.
connected, okay, because I know that's what she's come for, is to see that you, that she's come to give you that advice, that strength, that encouragement, to say to you, you know, that you know, you kind of carry everybody else's problems upon your shoulder, and it's time to offload them, okay? So, you know, when you consult him with the spirit world about the things that's going on in your life, then let them deal with it. Let them help you, okay? Because she says to me that you continuously ask, but you always take the bull with the horns and leave it at your doorstep, okay? And she's saying that you let us help you sometimes. It doesn't hurt for us to help. Do you understand of that?
Yeah.
Now, there's a gentleman that comes in as well by the side of her, and I know that this gentleman makes me aware that he would have been a very hard-working gentleman. He makes me aware that he passed very suddenly. My stomach turns around in knots at the moment, and, you know, Melissa, if you've ever heard me working before, I always associate this stomach to do with, like, a cancer. I believe that this gentleman would have passed on to the spirit world with a cancerous kind of a condition. He makes me aware that he passed very suddenly with it, almost to the point of where he didn't realize that he had this problem until it was too late, okay? So do you understand what gentleman... Okay, thank you, sir. He says to me, I'm within her dad's side. So I know he's within your dad's side, and I know that he comes there and he passes with a cancer or something like a cancerous kind of a condition there. And he said, do you understand of who he is?
Oh, my grandfather?
Perfect. If this is your grandfather, then would I be right in saying to you that he was the kind of man that would have enjoyed his life, would have always liked to laugh and a joke, he tells me. Because he says, son, life is to live. Do you understand of that?
Perhaps I do.
Okay, good. Okay. Because I know that's why he comes to say to me about life is to live. And Melissa, without me sounding offensively, and please, I never mean anything offensively that I say from the spirit world, is, but you know, we need to start living our lives by our ways, not by everybody else's way. Do you understand why I would say that, did you, Melissa?
Yes.
Bless your heart. Melissa, I hope that's helped you. And, you know, you know, you can always come back to the show at any time that you want, and I'll say thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay, remember, Melissa, you can always download the copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Now we'll go straight to the next caller.
Okay.
Hi,
255.
Hi, can I take your name, please?
My name's Wanda.
Pardon?
Wanda, W-A-N-D-A.
Wanda, hiya. Can I ask where you're calling from, please?
Alabama, USA.
Okay. Hi, Wanda.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good, good.
Had a good day today. Good. Positive attitude.
Good. Okay. Can I ask you there, Wanda, what was the reason that you're calling in for?
I just said you can connect with spirits, with people, a couple of people that's passed over.
Okay, then I'll do my very best here if you want to bring a communication in there for you and see where we go with it. Now, I do. Okay, thank you. See, I know I'm aware of people that instantly kind of like jumps all over me, bless them. And I believe this is the way that they want to come in, and they want to come in their droves, if I can say that there to you, because I know I've got this lady, first of all, that makes herself so apparent to me. And I believe they wonder that this is almost like I want to say mum. So would you understand your mum for me there?
Yes.
And your mum was such the kind of lady, you know, the first thing she would do is just wrap her arms around you, because I know that's exactly what she does to me at the moment. Embraces my energy and embraces her love with mine at the moment to kind of blend the perfect ambience together there. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And I know, see, when your mum was here, that she makes you aware that she had all the help and support from her family and from her friends, because she says to me, you know, I kept everyone so close to me that they all supported me when I needed them before I passed home to the spirit world. Do you understand that, they wonder?
Yes.
Okay, bless her, because I know she's joining us at the moment. And, you know, what she makes me aware of, it's quite... okay, she says to me it's quite serious what she's come for. Now, Wanda, would you understand the fight too that, you know, it's time for you to take a stand yourself. It's enough is enough, and you've kind of had things thrown at you for some time.
Yes.
And, you know, since she has passed, if I said to you that the family has kind of fell apart a little, I don't mean fallen apart like, you know, illnesses, but, you know, she would have kept decorum is the word I'm looking for. She would have kept order within the family.
Yes.
Since she has passed, that has disappeared.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, and she says to me that there's like, you have tried your best since your mom has passed to step into that field of keeping the family together. But you seem to get the backlash of everyone and you feel... pushed away for some reason. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
See, because I know this is what she talks to me about feeling pushed away and feeling of all this negativity, if you like. And again, yes. You don't mean that from yourself. I mean it from those that are supposed to be around you and supposed to help you. You know, she makes me feel physically sick a minute with your mom. So would I be right in saying that she was quite sick, and I mean physically sick, before she passed?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Bless you. And I'm feeling this, and I'm struggling here not to start reaching with your mum, because I know I can taste something horrific, and I feel as if I'm going to be violently sick, and she needs to stand back, as I'm going to be. What was the with her throat? Bless her, because she keeps saying to me, it's not just the feeling of the sickness. This something. Did you feel as if there was something stuck at the back of her throat? And, oh, you know, this feels dreadful. Would you understand that with your mum?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Because what she keeps saying to me, it's in the back of my throat. It's in the back of my throat. And this is why I feel sick there. And I know that's what she makes me aware of to say. So please think on that if you're not sure about it. But I know that this is what she... makes me aware of there. But, you know, as she settles her vibration into your life there, you know, she says to me that, you know, she would have had to, what's the right word, like paint on the old war paint and just get on with it. Because, you know, she seems to be a very tough lady in what, you know, if she had to address something, then believe you me, she would address it, wouldn't she?
Yes.
Okay, and she says to me, that's where you're struggling at the minute, because you're needing to address something with people.
Yes.
I believe like two, maybe three people that you need to address things with, and you're struggling with it. You're battling with yourself because you're thinking that maybe you shouldn't, or you shouldn't be doing that or something. Do you understand why I would say that, did you?
Yes.
Okay, see, because I know that's what she makes me aware of there, that... it's like struggling, but you know that with her support around you, know with her strength around you, you'll achieve it, okay? Because you're very valuable to your mum. You always have been and always will be, okay? So, you know, in some way I want to say to you that you're not alone, and you need to stop feeling or thinking that you are alone in this life, because... one thing for sure there, Wanda, you're not, okay? Because your mum, and as I said, several others wants to come in and be around your vibration. So could you understand what I'm saying, you know, that you're not alone?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, Wanda, I'm going to leave that there with you, okay? I want to say thank you very much for calling in. Remembering, you can always call into the show at any
time. Can I ask you one question about what my mom's talking about battling?
You most certainly can, Wanda, yes.
Okay. Right now I'm battling the police and all that because I had a brother that passed away with homicide, and they're not wanting to investigate it. They're trying to sweep it underneath the carpet. So she's telling me to go forward with it, correct?
Okay, what she tells me is that you need to follow your inner feeling, okay? You know, you get lots of gut feelings, they wonder?
Yeah? What?
You get lots of gut feelings in your stomach, right on the lower stomach. Go with that feeling there, because that's where the spirit world inspires you, okay?
Okay.
So whatever she tells you, you do of what you need to do with that, okay?
Right. I'm gonna go with my gut instinct and keep pushing forward.
Okay.
She would do the thing. Thank you.
Okay, remember, you can always download that in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, I think we'll go to our next piece of music before we'll take some more callers.
Perfect.
I think you like this one.
I
Well, I hope you all enjoyed that song.
Well, I did. And do you know the best thing about that song? I got in the chat room.
I can see. Yay!
Yay!
I bet you don't feel naked now.
Well, I feel a little bit in control. A little bit. Not much. Just a little bit. Because now I can see and now I can type.
So how does it feel like now?
Well, still, you know, the same really. Because, you know, I'm this side, not that side. But it doesn't matter.
So, what to ask you now? What do you think's been your biggest achievement?
My biggest achievement? Okay, let me just answer Anne's a minute. Because Anne's have just asked, where is he? I don't see him. And I'm Mike Host. Okay, let's see Mike Host. My biggest achievement is when I almost turned my back on spirit. Became my biggest achievement. And I say I almost. It was a very difficult thing. I mean, you've met Amanda. Now, Amanda, let me explain to you what happened, because back in 2009 was my biggest achievement. And that was obviously the being awarded the best UK medium. And I walked away with that award. But my biggest achievement was then, and how this came about, is my niece, Amanda, as you know, got very badly knocked over by a car, and bless her heart, she was fighting for her life so hard in hospital. And I did say to the spirit world, you take her home to now. I will never work for you again. You know, and I suppose that's out of anger and frustration, you know. I remember laying in the middle of the road on the tarmac when it was tipping down rain, and the water was running through my trousers and probably come out of my shirt the other end, you know, and holding her head, bless her, as she was unconscious and really fighting for her life, in an intensive care and in a coma for weeks. But this, when she came around, she was in the hospital, and religiously I went there every day, twice a day, to see Amanda. And I was the day of the first audition, the Welsh audition. I was convinced by all my family, you have to put your suit on, you have to go. I said, well, if I've got to go, I'll go, but I'm going to the hospital first. So they said, okay, if you feel you've got to go to the hospital and see Amanda, then you go. So I went to the hospital. I was sat on the bed in my suit. I said, Uncle Michael, what are you all dressed up for? I said, oh, I'm supposed to be going for that award today. You know, I got an audition for it. I got it's the Welsh auditions. I said, but I don't want to go. I'm here with you and I'm happy. You know, we was drinking a couple of hot chocolates and, you know. And she went, no, go. I said, oh, I'd rather be here with you. And she said, no, go, but win. And you know, I know it sounds silly, but you know what, in the film Rocky, in Rocky 2, when Adrian wakes up and she says to Rocky, win. You know, it was like that moment. And I went there, and, you know, I won it for Wales, which was amazing. I went back to the hospital straight after the audition. And I said, man, I won it for Wales. And she was like, now win it. I was like, okay. And a few months later, I went up to Hintley in England, which is not far away from where you came from, is it, Hintley? It's halfway down. And stood there and demonstrated in front of an audience. And several other people did, in fact, who won it for Scotland, who won it for England. And there was me winning for Wales, you know, and came away with a trophy. And it's never been a prouder moment in my life. And the biggest achievement in my life, it really has.
Oh. Being a medium has its ups and downs. What's been your biggest knockback?
You put me on the spot with that one. I don't know. No, I suppose my biggest knockback is people.
Hmm.
Because a medium, I don't get knockbacks as a medium. I really don't. I get knockbacks off people and some jealous people, may I say. Some people that think that, I don't know, that they can do better or think they are better. To me, it's not about who's better than who. To me, you're only as good as your last communication. And you know what? There's no ego in this when I work. There's no, I am the, you know, the best thing. I'm not. I'm only as good as the spirit world wants me to be. And I think for myself, if we all became more spiritual in our beings, what a better place we would live in. And then there wouldn't be the knockbacks, because knockbacks only come from people who either wants to be where you are or where people think that they're better than you. And it's not, and it should never be about that. It should be about proving life after death and communicating to the spirit world. Acting me on my soapbox.
So very true. Shall we go off to the next caller?
Why not?
We do have someone else waiting on as well.
Okay, well, somebody has got the radio on in the background because I can hear echo.
It's the caller, 631.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hi. I don't have the sound on in the background.
Oh, don't you?
I don't know where the echo is coming from, but...
Well, it's gone now.
Oh.
No, it's still there.
Okay.
Still there?
Well, we'll work through it because we're good like that, yeah?
Okay.
So what's your name?
Anne.
Anne. Okay.
And Anne from the chat room.
You're Anne from the chat room. Oh, bless you, Anne. Anne, from the chat room, where are you from?
New York. Out on Long Island.
Okay. So are you calling in on a phone?
Yes.
Okay. Anne, is the sound on the computer?
No.
It's not. Okay. But are you by the computer on the phone?
It's about, I would say, 10, 12 feet away.
All right, okay, that shouldn't affect. Okay, well, let's just work with Anne and we'll see where we go. So what was the reason that you called in for Anne?
Well, I was hoping to connect with Spirit and see if they had anything to say about a situation I'm dealing with, if they have any advice of how to fix it.
Don't tell me too much, because it's my job now to link to the spirit world and give you evidence of life after death and give you whatever they've come to tell us there, Anne. Okay. Now, I know I've got to speak here. This is a lady that's quite short. I believe that she would have been quite slim towards the end of her life, because I know she shows herself to me towards the end of her life and she's quite slim.
Right.
She makes me aware that there's a lot of hospitals, because I can hear machines beeping in the background. So whether that means she's passed in the hospital, she's in and out for a little while, I'm sure. Would you understand
yeah.
the hospital next lesson? Because I know that's the weather.
It sounds like my mom.
She certainly makes me aware that when she was here, she would sort out the good from the bad, if you like. A very good judge of character, she tells me. And she's always been able to sort out the good from the bad. Do you understand?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Now, would I be right with your mom in saying to you that she's always been quite reserved in her characters until you got to know her? Because I feel that your mum was the kind of lady that would hold maybe her emotions back a little.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. See, because I know that's what she makes aware of, holding my emotions back, holding my feelings back until I knew 100% that you are all you are. Now, she tells
yes.
that she was with us, that she would have enjoyed her life. She says things could have been a bit different, but she's happy the way that her life turned out. She says to me about, will it be right in saying to you that your dad is in the spirit world as well?
Yes.
Because she says he's with me. Now,
no.
So I know that your dad is there with us, okay? But if your mum is my main communicator, it's your mum I need to work with. Now, your mum makes me aware of things going on in your life at the moment, of where you feel there's been like one hurdle after the next. Do you understand them?
Yes.
Yes. I've been like saying this to you, that awareness of these a safe system, it's because of not so much there's more to the point of other people. Is that right?
I'm sorry, say that again.
The problem that's within your life, not because of the things that you're doing, it's because of other people putting these problems in the way for you. Is that right?
In a sense, yeah.
Because that's what she's come to tell me. I know that you're trying your hardest and better and to change things. I do believe that you're trying of your best to make things work. Are you like applying for new things there, Anne, at the moment? Is that right?
Am I? Say that again, because on your end, the sound is not that good. Am I what?
Are you applying for things at the moment?
Applying for things? In a sense, not like applying for a job, but there's things I'm putting a lot of energy towards, let's put it that way, and things that I'm having to struggle with.
Perfect, because I know I'm aware of, I want to do new things, but I know I have to work towards it, I have to build something up towards it.
Right.
It could be like an ongoing process. Okay? So I know that this has been an ongoing thing for quite some time.
Now, yes. Mm-hmm.
Of my beginning of my days when I first started working for the spirit world, so I don't know if this is something that you're doing at the minute, that you're working for the spirit world, or you want to work, or you want to understand more, or you want to do more even. But I know I want to speak to you about, I want to understand, and I want to go further with what the knowledge I have. Is that right?
Yes.
See, and if I say that, you know, like me in the very beginning, that I didn't believe I could do this, that's very similar to yourself. If you're battling with yourself, am I good enough? Can I do this? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I know I want to see with you that, you know, that you can do this. Your mum is behind you every step of the way, okay? And she will always be of a support, as she would have been in this life, and she's going to be a support to you from, she's been in the spirit world and always will be until she's not needed anymore, which will never be, okay? Because I know that you would have been close to your mum and very supportive of each other then, best to say that for one event, because I know you never support each other. Now, you have something that belongs to your mum. Now, I'm playing with my ring at the minute, which would symbolize it to me that you have like your mum's belongings or some of her belongings, is that right?
Yes.
I'm playing with my ring, which I don't normally do when I'm working. So would this be your mum's ring that you have?
I actually have a couple, and a couple or two of them are ones that I gave her for Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, that's fine, because I know I want to play my ring and see that to symbolize this to me that you must have something that belongs to your mum, like a ring. So if you have things like rings, then that's perfect, because I know that's what she's come to make that makes me aware of. See, I know that your mum makes me aware as well that, you know, never mind how hard it is, how hard the uphill struggle is, keep going, because you will get there, okay? And keep striving. Do you understand of it?
Yes. Absolutely.
Because she says to me, we all need a bit of encouragement every now and again.
Yeah, I sure do.
and guidance. She says, you need lots of guidance in your life at the moment. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What's to do with the sleeping? And you're not sleeping right at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah. Between stress and also I've had a cold, and the cold makes me get a tickle in the middle of my sleep, and it keeps waking me up. So for the past week, yes, I've had awful sleep. It's been terrible.
I think it's progresses the sleeping pattern with you, and it's not the best you have. So I know that you know, that you've been awake and waking up during the night time there.
Yes.
What? I don't like it when they talk about medical things because I'm not a doctor. But would you understand there's like a need for medical around you, if it's not you, it's somebody close to you about the medical, is that right?
It could be. I mean, there's probably some things I should get checked out, but, and I'm having an issue with my foot as well, but
Right, okay, because I know that I want to say to you about about medical, but I know that, again, you know, she makes me aware of that, okay? So I know that the way she comes around you, she understands of all of this, these these things is pulling you down. And I want to say it's like a mixture of everything.
Yes.
Another, you know, and it seems to be, as if never mind how hard you try your best with people or with people, it always seems to be that it seems to pull you down every step of the way. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. See, because I know that's exactly what she's coming to say there to me.
I don't know if it's okay to ask a direct question about something in particular.
Yeah, most people do my best to answer.
About my house. Will I get to keep my house? It's the house I grew up in.
Okay. Okay, let me just ask that question to your mom. Now, you know, and what I'm feeling there, okay, and you know, it's easy for me to answer yes or no, and I would never do that. I want to know why, okay? Would I be right in saying that to you that it's like being pulled away from you in some way, like as if it's a, I don't know if you're, if you have like brothers or sisters that is in chairs or it's
no, it's not that. It's just my father had a reverse mortgage on it. It's the whole when they pass, it comes due thing. So
right.
It's not family trying to take it away. It's other people.
So, but if somebody is trying to take it away from you, that's what I'm saying. Okay,
right, exactly.
It's not the case of, you know, you can't afford to pay for it or you've lost a job so you can't pay for it. It's like someone is trying to...
Well, it is. That's why. Because I don't have the money at the moment, too.
Okay.
That's what they want.
My mistake. Okay, because I feel as if somebody's trying to take it away from me.
Yes.
And it's like they are right. So that's what I said. I don't know if it's like a brother or sister that wants to claim they are part. So it would be something like that, wouldn't it? If it's like a financial thing, that they're trying to pull their finances back, I suppose. I know that your mum makes me aware of say to you that, you know, you keep striving forward. Don't give up. Because the minute you give up, that's when it all goes. Okay?
Right.
You keep going forward. And I believe I want to say that you work hard towards it. You will keep the home that you grew up in. Okay?
Well,
but you have to work hard with it. You understand?
Yeah I'm willing to fight. I'm not going to give it up without a big fight.
Okay, perfect. Well, you fight as hard as you can there, okay? And I know that it'll come right there for you.
No, that's great.
Okay, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Okay, no problem at all. One second a minute.
Paul, I would like to say something also to Jan.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a lot.
Okay, we've got Paul with us. Paul is joined in, and Paul says that he wants to work. You know, he wants to give you. So, let's introduce Paul. Can you hear us fine there?
Okay,
I'm hearing like every other word that you're saying.
Am I coming through? Okay.
Yes, you're all coming right. Through. Okay. Are you hearing me?
Okay,
am I still echoing?
I'm echoing. Am I? Hang on.
No, am I echoing?
No, you're fine.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've done you a couple of cards. I'll do what Mike does, but I'm just new to it as well. I had a gentleman in my ear just a minute ago. It's on freezing cold. Your emotions will be accelerating very soon. You will have temptations around you. There'll be a key to your heart. There'll be a gentleman with a slightly bald head, a very fit bloke, coming into your situation. But it's a temptation. It's up to you which way you want to go. I'll be careful of your lower back. I think you may have poor muscle or something to do with your lower back.
I did have some shoulder and lower back. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Just be careful. Just keep it warm and keep it, have it looked at. I've got a feeling there will be success whatever you do, but I'll be worried about this temptation. I think it's a key to your heart, a key to something. I think around about the next full moon, between now and next full moon, so next couple 3 weeks, there'll be a temptation around you. Oh, and it's freezing in here. Oh, I've got someone here with me. Oh, it's freezing. I'm grieving. Oh, is this gentleman very, very, very smart? He's a tall bloke. about 5'10", 5'11", very, very smart bloke. Can you take that, Anne?
I'm sorry, is it someone's coming in the spirit?
Yes, there's someone around me now. He's actually freezing cold. And it's
okay.
A gentleman, 5 foot, oh no, I'm 6 foot one, so he's smaller than me. Very smart gentleman. Give me roses. He said something about roses. Something about roses, yes, roses. A lady in spirit called roses or flowers. God, it's freezing. He's playing with his ring on his right hand finger. Playing around with his ring, what he used to do. Oh dear. What else do you want to do? Oh, what else? Come on, I've got some here. Oh, he showed me a lily. Lily, into my interpretation, is peace and harmony coming your way. Oh, what else is there? Oh, it's freezing. Come on, mate, what else? He sends his love and his wishes for you. And he's giving you a nice pink rose.
Oh.
Take with you. Oh, can you back off, mate? You're freezing cold. All right. That's all I've got now, mate. Thank you very much, anyway.
That might have been my brother. Might have been my brother, Al.
Oh, really? Okay. Thank you, though. Oh, he's freezing. Yeah, that's all I've got, Anne. If you can take
okay.
that.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
Yeah, in the archives.
Yes.
Okay, thanks very much for calling in.
Oh, freezing.
Okay.
Am I left to listen?
Yeah, you can still listen.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
That's all for the reason you give, Sean.
Thank you very much. It is so cold in here. I'm not, et cetera. I'm shivering. I've never felt like this before. Can I ask Mike a question, please?
Yeah, sure.
Are you there, Mike?
Yeah, of course I am. Yeah, always here, Paul.
So what made you do a radio show? I've known you for 3.5 years now. So what made you go to do a radio show?
Well, Paul, you've known me for 3.5 years doing radio. That's how we met, wasn't it?
Yes.
On a different network that I was on before.
That's right, yeah.
Well, before then, I've always done radio. I wrestled, which is called Red Dragon Radio, which is now a part of Capital FM. And everybody in the UK gets Capital FM, doesn't it?
Oh, right.
And I used to go into the studio there like once a month to a live radio show with them. I mean, I even done live investigations with them and everything else. So I've always been in and out of radio doing this for a long time. And, you know, it was someone asked me, would I go on live on one Halloween Eve? And I did. And then which led on from other shows I've done with Capital FM, which used to be Red Dragon Radio, and so on and so forth. And I enjoyed it that much. An opportunity was given to me to go on as a guest to that other network. And let's say the rest is history. I was offered my own show there and then that night, but decided to move on. So does that answer your question there, Paul?
Yeah, it does. So where do you think you'd be within the next 5 years?
Well, where I think I will be is... don't know, wherever the spirit will takes me.
That's interesting.
Not one of these people that will say, in 5 years' time, I'm going to be doing X, Y, or Z. In 5 years' time, I will still be doing whatever the spirit will want me to, you know? If they take me somewhere, if they want me to do something, then I'll do it, you know? I've done lots of things, you know? As you just said, I've been doing a regular radio show, a weekly radio show for the last 3.5 years. I've done TV. I've worked on ITV Wales on a program called Weird Wales many, many weeks ago. I've recently done lots of filming for a TV show that may be coming out in the UK. with myself and with my development. So there's lots of things in the pipeline. I don't know. It's whatever the spirit will take me, wherever they want me to go, then I'll just follow the lead.
Oh, that'd be interesting. We'll see how it goes then, won't we?
Definitely. You know, let's not... No, I'm not one of these ones that's going to force something, you know, and make something happen. I'll do whatever they... You know, I kind of keep saying the same thing. I'll do whatever they want me to do.
Oh, yeah. So the gift you have, does it run in your family then, so? How far does it go back into your generations?
With me. That's it.
The shoe?
Yep, just me. My grandmother read some tea leaves when she was younger, but that was it. But never connected to the spirit. And then that's it. So it's just me that's actually has ever been a medium. I know that lots of people say it runs in the family. And so people are like 2, 3, 4th generation mediums. Well, I'm kind of broke the mold because I'm the only one. And I believe that we're all born to this life with the gift of being psychic, but not all psychics will become mediums. So, you know, the model of that is that it doesn't have to follow any family line. You know, if it stay with you, it stay with you.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think you're chosen by I think you are chosen by spirit at the right time. I mean, people have got the gift and they see have their intuitions, but when it's the right time, spirit will put you in the right place at the right time to meet the right people.
Well,
and it's up to you what you want to do.
I've got a different view on that. It really is. When the student is ready, the master will appear.
Same thing.
That's a very strong when it's
You're breaking up, Mike, very badly. You sound like you're in a wind tunnel.
Well, unfortunately, that's probably because I'm on the other side of the bed.
Sorry?
I've got gremlins tonight.
Never know. Might have a thing.
Gremlins.
Yeah.
The spiritual gremlins are in the radio show again. You sound a lot better, though. I think it's Mike. You're coming out very clearly.
Okay. That's fine.
Oh, well, it's normally me on that end.
Oh, that's better, yeah. Oh dear. Can you take any more calls?
Yeah. I'm going to go to the next song first before we go to some more calls, Paul. Are you planning to join in on the call?
Yeah, I'll go again. It's worth a go.
Okay.
I'll have a go.
I'll just pop you back on hold and play the next song.
Okay. Oh dear. Yes, it's freezing.
Every step
Well, how did you enjoy that song?
You know, it's one of my favorite songs. I say that because I always say that our artists, you know, singers, the ones that write their own songs, and anyway, you know, songs, lyrics of the songs, I think are very inspired from the spirit world. You know, every time, every breath I take, every move I make, I'll be missing you. You know, if that's not inspired from something, then what is?
Yeah. Well, should we take one call? Because there's a question in the chat room, and the caller's still waiting.
Okay, let's go to the caller.
We have... Hi, Karen.
Hi, thank you for taking the call.
You're very welcome. Can I ask where you're calling from?
Can you hear me?
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. No matter where you're listening, around the world, Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hiya.
Oh, that was really strange. I'm not sure what's happening, but that was really, really weird.
Can I ask from
my call? I wondered if there was any messages for me from Spirit. Yes.
Hi, Karen. Can I ask you where you're calling
from? Hi. I'm calling from Canada.
From Canada. Wonderful. Okay, so you just want to know if there's any messages from Spirit, yeah?
Yes, please.
Okay, then I'll do my best with you to make a connection for you, okay? And, you know, the first person I have is a gentleman that comes through from the spirit world that wants to be recognized and remembered with you. Because I believe that this man links towards your dad's side of your family when he was here with us. And I believe as he links from your dad's side, that he certainly makes me aware of being in dad's side, and I know that he makes you feel so much like a fatherly figure there to you in the spirit world there. Okay, so do you understand your dad to me, please, in the spirit world?
Yeah, my dad's in the spirit world.
Perfect, because I know that he says to me about being dad, and he links it to you from the spirit world. Now, I know that your dad was a very strict kind of a man when he was here with us. He didn't like any messing around. Is that right with your dad, there, please?
Probably when we were really little, but when we were older, he was a big gentleman.
Okay. But what he makes me aware of is that he didn't like too much messing around. Okay? He loved his life. He enjoyed his life to the fullest when he was here with us. He's done exactly what he pleased with his life. Now, he does tell me that towards the end of his life that he suffered for some time before he passed. Is that right?
No, he passed suddenly.
He passed suddenly. Okay. Was this his chest? Because I'm aware of my chest. My breathing has become a bit labored as I'm with this man.
Yes, he had a heart attack. Heart attack, like he... It was just like, I guess a heart attack is what they're thinking.
Okay. Well, I know that this man is with me. Your dad is with me at the moment, okay? And he makes me aware to teach you that, you know, that you've been battling so hard with yourself. You've been struggling with what's going on in your life. Do you understand?
I'm sorry. With all that ocean between us, it's affecting the quality of the sound.
I know. The line is very bad. But, you know, your dad is with us, and he makes you aware of that you're battling very hard with something in your life at the moment. It's almost like you're struggling with things that's going on in your life. Do you understand to that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. See, and he makes me aware to say to you that, you know, he'll always stand by the side of you, no matter what happens. Okay? So I know that your dad has been there. He's been very strong in your life. You know, stop feeling as if there's nobody there with you. Stop feeling as if you have no support, because you certainly have got lots of support there from the spirit world. from where you are at the moment. Do you understand this, that you've been feeling alone?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
Perfect, because I know that's where he's come for to see, and that's why he's around you, okay? Okay, I'm not going to affect Paul, because I know that the difficult will be working out with the sound barrier, sound is on. But just remember, you can always copy that out. Okay.
Hello.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry,
I'll
listen to the replay. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's go to that that question in the chat room. What was that question?
I can't remember. Oh, it was from Rihanna, she says. What amuses Rihanna is that dear ones who are prepared for their passing in whatever circumstances they just seem to know.
Okay. Now, so what's the question? My take on that is that what? Okay. Well, my take on that, Rihanna, is that, you know, people are aware they're going to pass, particularly if they're suffering, and, you know, particularly if they may be old, or maybe if they are preparing to pass on to the spirit world. But there are some people that maybe are not sure that they're going to pass, particularly if they pass very quick. I mean, let's just say, for example, somebody passed in an accident, maybe a car accident, and their passing was very sudden. Then they wouldn't know that unless, you know, something maybe flashed before their eyes before it happened, or they visually seen this happening before it happened. Not always. I mean, I know of some people that has come through and has been just as shocked to be in the spirit world as they are to communicate with a medium. So, yeah, people are kind of know that they go in, some of them, but not all of them. But, you know, it is maybe not amusing, but it is quite canny how people know that they're going to go when they do, particularly if they are ready to pass on the spirit world through an illness or through old age, or if they just have a premonition that they're going to pass just before they do. So, yeah.
It's very strange.
You know, it's a strange world we live in, isn't it?
Yeah.
But never mind.
I don't know what more to ask you.
Okay, so you haven't got no more, nothing else?
I didn't have nothing else. I didn't.
Okay.
It's hard what to ask you, because I already know. Well, I know most.
Okay, well, let's see if Paul's got any more questions before that, because I know that we come into the final seconds of the show. And it's phenomenal happening here in Studio 1. Hi, Paul. Paul, are you there with us? Paul is busy making a cup of tea. Wouldn't that be nice? It would be nice to have a cup of tea in Studio 1. It really would. Well, Kerry, I think you've done really well tonight. Your first time the other side of the desk for the complete show.
Thank you.
Well done. And maybe, I'll be that side and you'll be this side next time. I'll interview you through the old show. How is that?
Terrible.
You never know. Ans just posted Spirit come and kidnapped him. Maybe, Ans, you never know. Wouldn't it be funny if the Spirit World did kidnap Paul? Because then it'd be funny. Maybe something is like zapped him and he's gone. And
then he'll horn you.
My gosh, wouldn't he just? I could imagine Paul rattling the chains and everything else. never mind. Okay, well, it's that time has come to
Well, thank you for being a guest.
No problem at all, pleasure's all mine.
It's been a bit different.
Different show, indeed.
Well, I'll play the last song. I'll say good night and thank you for listening to everyone. And thank you for the callers.
And I'll say good night, as usual. Good night, good day, wherever you are.
From the very first moment I saw you, that's when I knew. All the dreams I held in my heart suddenly come true. Knock me over a stone cold sober, not a thing I could say I do. Cause even when I'm walking with you now, my eyes are so wide. Like you reach right into my head and turn on the light inside. Turning on the light inside my mind. Jump at me.